legacy that's strong. That's the legend of the Armstrongs. Questions get answered, oh, you didn't know. Let's start the show.
Welcome back to the show. It is a ad-free shows exclusive. Ooh, exclusive. Episode. I'm Cassio, that's Road Dogg, and you're listening to...
Oh, you didn't know? Exclusive.
Well, an super exclusive here.
Sorry, my bad. Super exclusive.
That was very, very serious.
Thank you.
Well, if you're listening to this real time, we are dropping on St. Paddy's Day, so a lot of Irish to you.
Don't drink and drive.
That's correct.
Yes, I do.
Let's keep it real. We are going to celebrate a little bit of an anniversary, dog.
Really?
Yes, because...
Whose anniversary is it?
I know today when this drops, it is March 17th.
Oh, the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March.
If we go back a little bit, March 15th.
March
1999.
Oh, were we partying like that, though? Like it was 1999?
You were, definitely. You were, definitely.
Yes, I probably was.
But we're going to start there. We're going to start at March 15, 1999.
Okay.
Because this bonus show is about you winning the IC title, my friend.
Oh,
look at that
right
there.
Oh, I swear. Yeah, let's do it.
Where's the Buccaneers at there?
Yeah, that's old school. Me and Tom Brady talked about it, and he said, "Look, I got a feeling," and he said, "I got a feeling." Ooh. Okay, so what are we talking about? The Intercontinental Championship.
Good night. Yeah, let's start it off. Road Dogg versus Val Venus on Raw.
Yeah.
March 15th, 1999. Let me set this up. The day before this match.
Yep.
On a live Sunday Night Heat from Bakersfield.
You
Val Venus and
Bakersfield. You want to hear Terry Funk singing Bakersfield? You ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you who sit and judge me? Sorry, never mind. It didn't go as well as I thought.
I thought you were going to like kill
look,
your
you,
mom or something.
Yeah, you.
I thought the next
Terry Funk singing. Yeah. I lit my hat on fire, Jesse. Okay, here we go. Sorry.
The night before this, on a Sunday Night Heat from Bakersfield, Val Venus and Hardcore Holly defeated the New Age Outlaws.
That's horse crap.
In 19 seconds.
Oh,
one of your longest matches, I believe. When Val pinned Road Dogg. You let Val Venus pin you?
Well, it takes a good man. Anyway, you know the story.
After the match, Road Dogg challenged Val to an intercontinental title match on Raw, and Billy Gunn challenged Holly to a hardcore title match.
That's how it works.
Raw,
you get beat in 19 seconds, you can play the old, I wasn't ready.
Well, let's break
give
up
me a title shot.
And go one-on-one. Let's
okay.
go.
Yeah, let's do it. Obviously, you guys are better at us than at tag wrestling. Let's see if individually you guys can best us.
By the way, how'd that turn out for y'all?
I'm not sure. We're going to talk about it. Hopefully, I'll find out.
We are. All right. 3:15:99 live from San Jose.
Oh,
Marcus, roll that
Shark
beautiful
tank.
Bean footage as we get started.
Let's watch it.
Road Dogg's IC title win, my friend. Oh, we got some South Park posters already.
Oh yeah. Oh, and I'm ready. I feel like I'm ready to fight.
Look at you. Oh,
what are they doing out there? They're, Bob Vila is doing home construction at ringside. I'm ready to fight somebody, it feels like.
Catch it. You look ready. See, last night, here we go.
Oh, this was last time.
We're going to see the whole night.
Oh, Billy. God darn, Billy's good.
I love that. Oh,
you know what I hate?
Oh.
German suplexes.
Wait, I love that they had to do a highlight package of a 19-second match.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't just show.
But at least they got to show the whole match in that B-roll.
Uh-oh.
I just want to hear me. D-Generation X proudly brings to you, hold on.
As soon as I get done whipping that guy with the big package's ass, oh, I'm going to be the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion of the World. Look how many signs, man.
Jesse James, and I represent the New Age Outlaws.
He farted.
See, I would take him. I would take him on a little journey. I had to give him a stick, but I had to. I had to, you know, manipulate it too. So I don't know. I guess it was all right. Sounded all right.
So many posters for dog. Here comes Val.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but I was the third most marketable figure behind.
Look at that.
Oh, Val.
Talk about Val. You guys Val, are good friends Val's, here?
Yeah, yes, we are and still are. Like, I think, look at the Val people.
Incredible.
I think they're called the Valets.
So good.
Sorry, that was horrible. But he was the Intercontinental Champion, Val Venus.
Buddy, I know you weren't there to see him, but how much was he in the gym back in the day, man?
I mean, he had to. He must have been in there because he looked like he did, and I looked like I did.
Oh, here we go.
But see, I got out of the ring, and I let him do his thing. That's called professional respect.
Oh, whoa.
She loves Val. So this is the home of the San Jose Sharks.
Oh, nice little hockey reference here for Val Venus.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, if you're looking for some fresh meat to chomp on, the Big Balboski will put you all into a feeding frenzy.
Whoa.
Nice. Oh.
Well said, Val Venus.
He is Canadian.
I hope you beat me now.
We should have known he was going to go hockey reference. He's Canadian.
Kick me right in the pee-pee. Wait, look like it anyway.
Hey, what do you remember about pre-show going, hey, Val, dogs, you're going to drop the title of the dog. Do you remember talking to him about it?
No. I like, ooh. I don't think I knew he was going to take that bump.
I mean, he was just really cocky, and he told me,
See, I do downplay myself a little bit. I wasn't bad. I was tall anyway. Oh, and I attacked the mat when I bumped. That's one thing I like.
Here we go.
No. Not today. Not today, Val Balboski. Right there, I'm going, okay, let's go home.
Hey, let me tell you about that. He's a great fighter. The guy's got a great body, great legs. He's got a 21-inch reach, and that's just his tone.
I just wanted to stay alive here.
Did you hear that line? Former tag team champion. He just said Val Venus has a 21-inch reach, and that's just his tongue. The king.
That was a decent little hope spot there. I just stayed alive into the power slam. Oh, he's nice. What was he doing to the mat?
Hey, I think the crowd's kind of split here.
They are.
They cheered for him right on the top rope. They cheered when you dodged. Here we go. Oh. Push it up a little there. Oh,
a little shake around the rope. The lightest move in the entertainment industry. Oh.
What was I doing? Wow! That was aggressive. Here we go.
Oh, but see, I didn't have the leg. I didn't have the leg hook.
Is somebody sawing wood?
They're literally sawing wood out there. He saw it. He saw it. Referee Timmy White, official Timmy White, saw the foot on the rope.
Oh. So many near falls here.
Val Venus now goes down low, sets up Road Dog. Suplex. Val now rolls into the cover, hooks the leg. There's two. And Road
Dog. No, not today. It takes a good man to beat me.
That was close.
Can you get out? Come get some.
They're
just building stuff out there.
I forgot we haven't set being built. Oh!
Yep, he said, I'll spike on this.
How about that?
I said, a D-O-double-G, I won the ICT, and he did it all by his... look, there's Billy. Hey, friend, remember me? I'm your friend.
Suck it, Val, says Billy.
Man, they got the crowd hyped. Oh.
Me and Billy, we look like real friends.
You won with the DDT.
Hey, did you see that? Nobody was spiking then, man. Nobody, and I don't mean spiking people's drinks with the roofies. I mean spiking on their head when you give them a DDT. And so that looked like, you know, people weren't doing it back then. It looked like awesome. Now a lot of people do it.
Looked incredible. And
it looked like a finish.
By the way, crowd was into that. Like we said, they were just rooting for everybody.
They were. But look, that was the time, right? The time and the team. I say that a lot now about the success of the company right now, the time and the team, but it was the same then. That's why I see a lot of similarities in a gut feeling kind of way. Like, it feels like right now. Feels like 1997, early 97 felt. A very similar feeling, like the tide is rising, a swell is coming, you know what I mean? And the water's rising, it feels good. But man, that was cool to watch. I won the Intercontinental Championship in a decent little match, I thought.
We did talk about it and joke about it.
I forgot what I was going to say because I read...
Decent match. You were talking about how decent a match it was, and you had a good match.
They probably said one star, but I mean, in my mind, like it was pretty good.
We joked about it. We mentioned it. You could hear them and see them literally building a new announcer's table during your match. did you ever hear that? And be like, what is happening?
Well, I kind of thought to myself, like, is that not distracting from the Intercontinental Championship match?
It was.
But, you know, whatever.
I mean, even watching it now, me and you were both like, wow.
Yeah.
The ball is really coming in hot.
At least they didn't cut away a ton. They cut away because you heard the buzzing of the saw. Even me, as I was watching that, I was like, who's got a stereo speakers noise coming through?
I thought it was my wife in the background for a second.
Yeah, because she does a lot of home improvement while we record.
She'll saw all kinds of later in the show, Jim Ross came out basically acting like a guy who has gone postal and tried to announce in front of Lawler and Michael Cole head-to-head with Nitro at the same time as Road Dogg's IC title win was Rey Mysterio defeating Billy Kidman
for
the WCW Cruiserweight title. That particular quarter hour. Dog, are you ready?
I'm not.
Ratings. You versus Val versus Ray and Billy Kidman. Raw with a 6.3 rating. Nitro, a 3.7. You smoked them, my friend.
We smoked them. That, as X-Pac would say, your butt is grass and I'm going to smoke it. and it was always a favorite line of mine.
Fun night, because later in the show, Billy wins the hardcore title from Hardcore Holly, man.
Yeah, we're such good wrestlers, you know? We just get championship opportunities out of the clear blue, and then they just put the titles on us.
You broke up, and they went, we still got to give them a belt. They're that good.
We love you guys.
We got to give them a belt. After the live Raw, heat for the tape the following Sunday was taped. Road Dogg, you are in action again. This was taped 3:15 in San Jose. It aired 3:21, 1999. Dog, you fought Ken Shamrock to a no contest when Val Venus interfered at 1:55. After some decent action, Val ran in and attacked Shamrock. A short time later, Goldust and Blue Mini ran out, and Goldust attacked Road Dogg.
Oh, we was getting ready.
They say, according to the reports, the dirt sheets, Mini just doesn't fit. And the whole four-way situation is a mess. That's according to them.
Of course it is.
This was all to set up Road Dogg versus Ken Shamrock versus Goldust versus Venus for the IC title at WrestleMania 15. Week later in Philadelphia. We will go over that next week on Oh You Didn't Know, our main podcast. Get ready to listen for that. WrestleMania 15.
Yep.
But hate to be a spoiler here, but Road Dogg, you do win at Mania. You lose the title the next night on Raw to Goldust at the Meadowlands. So your IC title reign.
It had to have been for you Meadowlands kids.
14 days as the Intercontinental Champion.
Hey,
I don't care if it was 14 minutes.
Do you know how many days champion. I've got? Zero. 14 times the Intercontinental
than you are, yeah. So yeah, look, it's in the record books. We're actually talking about it. I defended it and retained it at a WrestleMania approximately 30 years ago, 20-something years ago.
I don't know if any of the boys or the girls listen to this show. I know Blue Meanie will message us sometimes. I know he listens. I don't know about anybody else. So I'll just say this. You were 14 days longer than anyone listening or consuming this right now. The IC title, so it doesn't matter how long it is.
I was the Intercontinental Champion, and the Intercontinental Championship is a prestigious championship in my mind. If we're gonna go down this hole, then you got to go all the way. You know what I mean? Does it mean something to hold the Intercontinental Championship title? I say it does.
Yes.
And I say I did it, and I'm not tooting my own horn because it wasn't anything. I didn't win a real competition to win it. A company and a committee trusted me enough to say he's marketable and promotable enough to put the title on our secondary singles title, in my opinion. And so I don't know. I think I thought it was a cool thing that I think now is super cool, and I didn't really know what to think then, but yeah, give me a title. You want to tell me a story? Yeah, give me a title.
And look at it now. Everybody involved in the nights we're talking about. Val Venus, he's the champ. Yeah. You take it from him. You've got also Shamrock. I mean, talk about Ken Shamrock coming in. Just an imposing figure, man.
Yeah, well, Shamrock was just terrifying. And like I covered earlier with Shamrock and on some other platform. But he's such a great guy, and I had such a great time with him in life. But when you see him like get at the bottom of the steps and then punch himself in the face really hard and then come in the ring. I mean, I don't know, man. Look,
doing?
I don't want to do this.
And then Goldust, of course, Venus, Blue Meanie. I mean, I mean, these are names that have been around forever. When you go over, and I don't know how much you remember of this particular four-way, but how much, talk about going over a four-way match like this. Is it, I want to get this spot in? Do you want to get this spot in? Or what are y'all doing?
Yeah, look, I think for one thing, we all know each other's greatest hits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we'd be foolish not to get in the duck, jab, 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 wiggle, wiggle, you know, whatever. We'd be foolish not to try to get that in somewhere. We'd be foolish for Gold Dust not to, and I don't even know if we did this, but we should, if looking in retrospect, where he did put the legs over the turnbuckle and go to punt and somebody shut him down or whatever. Like, I just think there's the greatest hit stuff that you just know going in. And like I said earlier, I think also on a different platform, like there wasn't a whole lot of egos back then because people weren't, you know, look, we weren't afraid to throw a punch or something. I've said it before. It was a different time and a different era. But it was, people didn't have egos. So we were really trying to put together the match to turn out to be the best match, and not so that I shine up front and you shine. And me, it was more about, well, let's make this a good match. And, of course, with me in it, like, knock me to the floor and y'all knock yourselves out. I'll be out there if you need me.
Also, I mean, the guys involved, you're not working with a bunch of rookies that are
green. They're stars.
Shamrock, Goldust, and Venus, you know, going in, whatever happens in the ring, we're all going to handle ourselves.
We're going to be fine. Yeah. And things did happen in the ring and we handled ourselves. So I thought the finish of that match at Mania 15 was intriguing. I thought it was interesting, especially for two long, lanky, boys like me and Gold Dust to do. And so I don't know. It was just, I like that match and I like the finish. It was like a power, like he does those power slams. Like he was the Randy Orton power slams and he did it and we rolled right through into a small package. And so it was like, I don't know. I can't describe it. And maybe people will watch it and go, oh my God, it was horrible. But like for me, I'm not a good wrestler. So that was good to me.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's do next week's episode. Let's mean you get into WrestleMania 15 at Philadelphia.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll get more into this Fatal 4-Way here. We'll get more into that night and what led up to you winning the IC title. But this is super fun to watch. I love asking this to anybody I do watch-alongs with Jim Ross and Bischoff and everybody else on AFS.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you, Have you seen that match since then?
No. No, I haven't.
That is what almost everybody I do these with says. Yeah, they have not watched it.
And truth be told, like, this is going to sound cocky, and I don't mean it to, but, like, I'm pleasantly surprised that I'm okay at wrestling. You know what I mean? Like, when I watch it, I go like, okay, I get by. You know what I mean? I get by with a little help from my friends.
Well, it's fun
to watch.
We joke that, you know, do we do the top dog segment on our pod? We talk about you being a quote unquote better sports entertainer.
Yeah.
But there is a difference in being a sports entertainer and wrestler. And you joke about, hey, I'm not a very good wrestler, but. Yeah.
Well, that was a
fine match.
I also say that in comparison to the wrestlers of today.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like back then, there was the Billy Kidmans and Rey Mysterios, but they were on the other show and they were in the cruiserweight division. You know what I mean? So I could never going to work like those guys for sure. But I could hang in there with all the guys, you know what I mean? And I could do my part in the match and do it well. I just wasn't going to stand out because of my work. You know what I mean? And I think I still stand by that. You know what I mean? I just think I had other attributes that made me attractive is the wrong word, but promotable, I guess.
Well, look, I know some of y'all are saying this. It's St. Patrick's Day. And men, dog, neither one of us are wearing green, but we do have the green background. I think that counts.
And if you go back like 12 years today, I'm sure I was hammered.
If you go back 12 hours today, I was hammered. But we'll get into that later. Check us out on You Didn't Know podcast, our main feed. You can, of course, find that early and ad-free here on ad-free shows. But next week, we're going to talk about WrestleMania 15, like we mentioned, in Philadelphia, where you had this four-way match.
Yep.
And then in 2 weeks, we're going to talk to one of our newest ad-free show members, Mr. Nick Patrick. We will talk to your old friend. And it's been a while since you've talked to him, so I can't wait till we sit down and let y'all talk.
Definitely a decade. A decade, if not more.
A decade.
Yeah, and I'm not even kidding.
But you used to live together, hit the road together.
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
should spend almost every waking moment together.
Yep, except for that one night. I don't want to talk about that.
Hopefully we'll talk about it with him when we get him on in a couple weeks. So check it out. We appreciate y'all not only being a top guy, top gal for ad-free shows, but taking the time out to check this out. Dog, you're forever Intercontinental Champion. They can't take that away from
you. You cannot take that away. And if you don't like it or you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.